Hello, Louise.
Hello. It's lovely to see you. Oh, my gosh. And I've been to Carfest for years, and it's really massively expanded. I'm at Sparfest at the moment. There's Starfest. It's amazing. Absolutely brilliant to be here. So I've just been talking about pain in the Sparfest section. But a little bit later, I'm talking to Mel C. I mean, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm talking to Chris Hoy, who is, of course, kind of local to here as well. Lots of things to talk to him about. And also going to, you know, enjoying myself, being out and about and going to some of the gigs and everything. If you haven't been here, I'm sure lots of you listening will have been to Bolesworth or driven past it. It's the most wonderful location. The atmosphere is very relaxed, actually. Sometimes a bit noisy when the cars get going, but that's fun too. But no, there's lots to see and lots to do.
And I'm joined by Bryony Williams, who's just been on stage, on the kitchen stage, and getting a really good response, Bryony.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it was a lovely crowd, lots of people, lots of kids there as well. It was fantastic.
And tell me what you're doing today on the stage.
So I was doing a rainbow tear and share cake made out of cupcakes. So it's the perfect thing for a kids' party or just a general party. Really quick and easy to do and looks fab.
And going back to your bake-off days, I mean, obviously, the whole series is filmed, isn't it, over a period of time?
Well, before the pandemic, it was filmed every weekend for 10 weeks, and you'd be able to go home in the week. But during the pandemic, and I'm not sure what it's like this year, they'd all be in one hotel together filming the whole thing, which sounds a little bit intense.
Just really?
Yeah.
And especially this week with the weather as well.
Oh, I know. Yeah, lots of people saying they bet it was chocolate week this week because of the weather, because it's absolutely typical that that's what would happen.
Guaranteed TV there for some disasters, definitely.
Absolutely, for sure.
So you're busy here over the weekend?
Yes, well, we're here today and then heading back to Bristol tomorrow for a weekend with the family. But I'm going to enjoy today. Can't wait to see some people live later. Be great.
And when next time on TV?
I'll be next coming up on Escape to the Country and probably Food Unwrapped as well.
I'm joined by Catherine Tilsey. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Steph McGovern.
Hello.
Where's your packed lunch?
Where's my packed lunch? It's in here, my bum bag.
Excellent, okay. And George Sear.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Now, you've both been on stage, all of you have been on stage, yeah. Steph, you were doing interviewing, were you?
Yes, I was. So, I was interviewing our fabulous actors here with us because George Sear is in a brilliant show in the States at the minute called Love, Victor, and obviously Kath we know from lots of different shows. So I was just talking to them about their careers and asking them about how they got into what they do and, you know, what their pinch me moments have been and all that kind of thing. Yeah. It's fascinating. I love hearing people's stories about how they got to where they are.
Yeah.
And they have both got crackers.
Yeah. Well, so let's start with Catherine first, obviously. Very familiar face, obviously, from Corrie many years ago as well. And, of course, on Strictly as well.
Yes, for my sins.
How did you find Strictly? Was it really tough?
I loved it. The tour was the best bit for me. It was just incredible to be playing. When do you ever get a chance to play an arena? Unless you're a rock star, it's you don't do it. It was an amazing experience. Yeah.
And what are you doing at the moment?
I've just finished a sketch show and I'm about to start another project, but I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Top secret.
Sorry.
Yeah. Watch this space.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. And George, Stephanie is saying you're in American TV series. What's it all about?
Yeah, it's called Love, Victor, and it follows... it's basically a teen LGBTQ coming-of-age story. It's on Hulu over there and Disney Plus here, I believe. And I play Benji in that. We did 3 seasons of that. Last season just came out last month, and, excited to see what comes next, good. Really.
Is your first time at Carfest?
This is my second time, and I love it. Definitely coming back next year.
It's amazing this year we've got 7 festivals in one, haven't we, Steph?
Yeah, that's the thing though, it's the variety. Because Kath and I were both here last year and didn't even bump into each other, that's how big it is.
So have you enjoyed yourself this time?
It's fantastic. Carfest, you know, the work that everybody puts in is incredible and of course for the most amazing of causes. So it is a phenomenal day out or a weekend if you've got the time. Yeah. So I honestly, I'm a big advocate, can't encourage people enough to come and have a nosy.
Lovely. And George, you've enjoyed it?
Oh, I've loved it, yeah. So I came last year for the first time, Carfest South, with my whole family. My mum does bits and bobs here too. She's on a stage with Dick and Dom, I think, in a mo.
Him and his mum.
Yeah, we're cooking tomorrow, yeah. So it's like family affair for us, really. But we have a great time here, and it's for a great cause, and it's just so much fun.